Welcome to the Honestly Carly podcast, the truth about staying strong, sane, and seen in midlife. This is the podcast where fitness, hormone health, and real life collide, hosted by me, Carly Corrigal, midlife PT and former lawyer. I'm here with honest conversations about what it actually takes to feel incredible over 40, because yep, that's still possible. Hello and welcome to this week's episode of the Honestly Carly podcast. So today's a bit of a ranty one, and it is prompted by a lot of conversations that I'm overhearing or I'm being vaguely included in, because people are often very wary of talking to me about this kind of stuff because I think they know what I'm going to say. But if you've ever been tempted, or maybe you have signed up to one of these kind of 6-week reset or cleanse or shred type programs to boost your health and fitness, you often get a meal plan, maybe a calorie tracker in there, a workout program, and it's all kind of smash and grab, then this is the one for you. And trust me, you are only bloody human, my friend. I have to admit, I have been tempted in the past by these things. And there's a very sort of common reason why it is so appealing to us, especially as midlife women. I want to delve into that today. And I also just want to make you stop and think. So this isn't me bashing people who create these programs. You know, often they lead into something which is bigger and more balanced, and that is cool. And sometimes you just need that kind of hard-hitting, quite prescriptive front end on a program, right? But they're very clever, and the marketing is engineered to make you feel like this is the only way you're going to get to your goals. And this is really what the fitness industry, my industry, and I'm part of this, so maybe I am part of the problem or have been in the past. This is what they don't want you to know about, those kind of programs, okay? And yeah, as I say, every summer, particularly, and at other times in the year, I'll come onto that in a sec, my social media just fills up with these programs, and they're often backed by ads. So they're coming up on my feed again and again and again. You know, get the body you've always wanted. It's not too late. And it's not all that summer body shaming or beach body ready thing. It's often a little bit more subtle than that. And it's like, you know, you can still feel great for summer. Da, 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 da. And maybe it is a cleanse. Maybe it's a shred. Maybe it's just a challenge. But question this, right? Why is it so short? Why do we think we can turn everything round in 6 weeks? And I overheard something the other day. I was grabbing a coffee in town and there were a couple of girls in front of me. You know, and there's like a great long queue and you're just like, you're half listening, you're half not. I mean, I say half listening. I'm almost fully listening. I'm like a little bat. My ears just spy, my sonar senses prick up, right? And I heard these two women in front of me talking about the summer and about the fact that one of them, she was like, and I'm going on, and I can't think what the name of the program was. It was something like a 6-week shred or 6-week boost or something with a coach. She was like, oh, I'm going, oh, do you know, I've just signed up to do that again. It worked so well for me last summer. So I'm going back on. I just need to lose like half a stone. I really just feel like all my habits have gone on the slide. And her friend was like, oh, mate, can you send me the details? And she's like, yeah, sure. I know there's like, I can get a friend's discount. And she's like, amazing, we can do it together. And I thought, isn't that interesting? So what I latched onto from that conversation is her saying it worked really well for me last summer. And immediately my brain goes, well, why are you having to do it again then? If it worked so well the first time, why hasn't that been the basis of all of your habits for the last year? And that's not a judgment. Like, you might sit there and go, oh, well, you know, I mean, life's difficult. But that is the bloody point, my friends, okay? This isn't about me judging anyone. It's quite the opposite, because I don't actually think the problem is with this woman. I mean, I don't know her. It might be. She might be absolutely hopeless, sticking to anything. But I don't think the problem is you in this situation. I just think that you're buying into a business model that really depends on you believing that you're going to need to do it again in 6 weeks from now, all right? And I think that is the problem here. And this is what the industry doesn't want you to see. And if you think about it, we don't have, I mean, Weight Watchers has rebranded now, hasn't it? Isn't it WW, Slimming World, all of those kind of big weight loss engines. And I'm not just talking about weight loss here. There is a very much, it's a very emotive thing, weight loss for women, particularly in midlife. So I think it's often attached to these kind of weight loss style programs. But if you think about those big weight loss organizations, they thrive on you turning up every week, right? On keeping to pay into this model to be on plan, to have the weekly weigh-ins, to have your, I mean, now it's all app-based, isn't it? But back in the day, your meal sheets, your book, your little workbook, so you knew exactly what to do. And it's very prescriptive. It's like my way or the highway. If you're not counting your sins, I think it was, wasn't it, in Slimming World, then, you know, you're off plan. And people are like, I'm going back on Weight Watchers. I'm going back on Slimming World. It worked for me before. Yes, it's that off and on that is the problem here. And that is what this whole industry is based on. It's not based on, quite frankly, I said this the other week in a podcast, the boring shit that is going to get you to where you want to get to. It is based on these kind of smash and grab programs, okay? And this is like the annual cycle. I think you'll probably recognise this. You know, we get this in January, the same thing. It's that new year reset, new year, new you, get back on it, get rid of the Christmas excesses, et cetera, et cetera. Then often I see in my industry, there's a little uptick. I always get an uptick in inquiries around the Easter holidays here in the UK. And that's often because we get a little swing in the weather. People are thinking about the holidays. And again, they're like, oh, I don't really want to be feeling like this come summer. So this is prime for you being targeted by companies marketing these kind of 6-week programs, because you've often got, from sort of the May half term here in the UK, you have about 6-week period between then and the end of term when kids break up. And, you know, midlife women, often we have kids who are at school. And it's that very much that half termly cycle that's perfect for just squeezing in that 6-week cleanse, that 6-week shred. And then, of course, we have this at the moment. I'm recording this right at the end of June, and it is prime for this, like, as I say, every single thing on my feed. And I think also now we've got this September thing. You know, I've been saying this for years. I bloody love that new pencil case energy of September. For me, that is like new start central in terms of let's really focus on ourselves. But it's exactly the same. It's towards the end of the summer, we get, you've enjoyed your summer holidays. Right, okay, time to get back on a plan of some description. And I've worked with women who've been in this cycle their entire lives. And you might not be one of them, in which case I hope you're still getting something in terms of curiosity, in terms of understanding the psyche of this whole marketing machine here. But if you have done this before, or you find yourself being pulled, and I totally get this, again, no shame, I find myself going, what's this, right? But here's the thing, right? If this permanently solved the issues that you were facing, it gave you more energy, you were sleeping better, you felt you were moving better, pain-free, fantastic, building strength, building fitness. If you felt that you got your eating habits spot on, your nutrition was great, you were at a weight and a body shape that you loved, right? These businesses would have no repeat custom whatsoever, right? They wouldn't be re-advertising. And there's a thing. This is built on short-termism. And what I'm saying about midlife is that we need to be looking at the bigger picture. And I'll say this again and again, and I've worked with a number of business coaches over the years, and they'll say to me, and they're right, transformations sell so much better than the idea of like maintenance or building something slowly. The before and afters are the things that sell. And I don't really do before and afters, right? So I'm probably making a rub for my own back in terms of marketing, but I'd much rather stick with what I believe in, because my business is like, I'm not kind of in it to try and sell, right? And I'll say most coaches genuinely do want to help people, but this marketing machine kind of rewards this dramatic change, not this boring consistency. I don't want to call it boring. It's consistency is your superpower, right? So this is what we get sucked into. And for the women that I work with particularly, and I will say this, they aren't lacking in discipline. Okay, we all need help building those habits, because there is a science to it, there is a knack to it, and that's very much what I look to build in my programs with my clients. But she isn't necessarily needing her arm twisting in order to get the workouts done or to eat properly. Yeah, there's some kinks to iron out in there and things that would genuinely shift the needle. But what she can do, because she is like, point her in the right direction and she's off. And I'm like this as well, you know, give me a plan, give me a program and I will absolutely stick to it, right? So she can absolutely white knuckle 6 weeks, right? Absolutely, she can do that. This is like playing to her skill set. The woman that works with me, she's like, yes, I am on it. Okay. But that's almost the problem, because then you get that success. Because, yeah, sure, if you literally live like a monk for 6 weeks, if you cut out all the alcohol, all the cakes, all the bread, all the joy, you do your workouts every morning, you prioritize them above everything else because you have signed up to this thing and you are going to do it. You know, you're going to bed at 9 p.m. because you're like, yes, I need a 5 a.m. workout tomorrow and I'm getting on it. And I'm going to be so good in inverted commas because this is what I need. Of course it bloody works, right? Of course it works because you are putting yourself front and center of all of these things. And you are actually committing to looking after yourself. Okay. I'm not going to go into the long-term ramifications of being on a calorie restricted diet as a woman in midlife. I have other podcast episodes on this, but I will say this. It is for the vast majority of us, especially active, well, absolutely for active women, a strict calorie restriction is going to mess up your metabolism in the long term. It's going to make you feel absolutely dreadful. So I really would not advise that at all. And if you want to have a little bit more of a delve into how we should eat, I've got an episode with the wonderful Amy Parry-Jones, which is in the back catalogue. Go and have a look at that. But as I was saying, yeah, that's almost the problem, because you will get success from these programs. Hence the woman in the coffee queue, right? Oh, I felt amazing last summer. I know it will work. But then real life arrives, okay? You go off on that 2 weeks to Crete with your family on the all-inclusive. It's too hot to work out. You don't want to leave your family and go to the gym, so you're less active. There are, you know, Aperol sundowners every evening. You are like, I'm on holiday, let's go for it. Your sleep is a bit crap because you're away, you're in a different, you know, you're in a different place, you're not as active, etc., right? And you go back to square one. Then the school holidays end, you are back into the next quarter of the financial year. You are working hard till Christmas. One of your parents gets sick and you find that you're having to visit them a couple of times a week and you're being pulled off in the weekends to do your kids' sports fixtures. You keep getting ill because we're going into the season where we're all going into more indoors, and so the sort of winter viruses start circulating, and before you know it, right? And I haven't even factored in your hormones here, because let's face it, they're doing a busy old merry dance. Before we know it, it's Christmas. People have put all that weight back on and more. All right. They're berating themselves going, oh, for God's sake, I know what to do. I did it in the summer. I could have kept going with that program and I didn't. And this is the thing, my friends, you can't keep going with that bloody program because it is not designed for real life. You assume you failed, right? But it was only ever a temporary plan, which then requires permanent restarts. And this is what the industry is not telling you. It is not telling you this. It's a bit like, you know, those really cool hair dyes where you can go like really bright colours and you're like, great, I want to, I'm not saying you do, I want to have bright pink hair, right? And but you know it's temporary. You know in a couple of weeks' time, it's going to look a bit washed out. You're going to have to do something with it, right? This is the same thing. It's working, but only for a very short period, but nobody is telling you that, okay? In theory, absolutely, you could keep going on this plan for the rest of your life, but no one lives in that vacuum unless you're bloody J-Lo, right? You have other stuff going on. You've got shit going on, right? You don't have an army of people who are going to make sure that you can live this life forever, okay? So stop being so hard on yourself. You are setting yourself up for failure with this kind of program. And this is it. This is what I want to say to you, because you're like, oh my God, but I need something. And I've had this conversation with so many clients, friends, etc., in the last few weeks. And actually with the clients, it's always that they're so glad to be out of this cycle now. But I have this conversation with various people in my life and they're like, but I need to do something. I can't go on feeling this way. And I get it. Okay, I've absolutely reached that point in my life where I'm like, I need to do something about this. And I've talked about this at length on this podcast, all about how I had my own sort of epiphany with having endless niggles, which were putting me out from running, which is something I love. Weight gain, which I just didn't recognize my body. I was like, what is this? I haven't changed anything. Just feeling so tired, so rageful, frankly, all the time. And I hadn't fully appreciated what my hormones were doing, and I was not training in sync. I say in sync with them. This isn't about cycle syncing, by the way, but I hadn't trained in a way that was appropriate for my body in perimenopause, and I wasn't fueling myself properly or paying enough attention to my stress levels. All of these things, all of the things that I do with my clients inside my reboot program. And where was I going with this? My point being that my conversations with my clients are all of with my friends are often around this thing, but I need to do something. What else am I supposed to do? And short of me going, join my program, which I wouldn't do, because it's got to be their choice. Arm twisting here. I get it. I get that feeling of desperation, but that I want you to be a little bit savvy and understand that that is exactly what this marketing is tapping into. And these people aren't evil, right? They have the best intentions, but they know their programs. You're only likely to get temporary success on them, and you're going to have to do lots of repeat cycles. And this is the thing. It doesn't, what actually works in midlife is actually making these changes, these very small micro changes, layering them up week upon week upon week. And then we just stick to it in the long term. And this is one of the most beautiful things that my clients come out with when they finish my programs. They're literally, they say to me, I don't feel like this is temporary now. I feel like this is something that I could actually stick to in the long term. And that is absolutely everything to me, because that is what we're building here. It is not, oh, I'll start again on Monday, or it's day 17 of the challenge and we're doing this. Your body responds to repeated signals. And actually what we need in midlife, particularly when our hormones are all over the bloody shop, right? As you well know, women in the perimenopause game, is this consistency. It's really dialing in and looking at your stress levels, keeping them intact. So no kind of sudden movement. Body doesn't like that, doesn't need sharp shocks. We're really nourishing and looking after you and nurturing you. And we layer it in so gradually, you almost don't notice it happening. And this, you know, we're talking about building strength, extra movement, dialing into your protein, your fiber, your hydration, lots of color in your diet, your recovery, your consistency. And then the weeks become the months and the months become the years. And before you know it, you're where you want to be and you feel great on that whole journey. It's not like this smash and grab. And I totally understand that. So if you do feel kind of pulled in this direction, I hear you, sister, but there is always a cost. And if we are going into particularly things like juice cleanses or fasting, you really, really shouldn't be exercising anything more than very gentle walking alongside that, because actually you're going to be in this extreme calorie deficit. Your body is going to ramp up those stress hormones, because it's like, oh my God, we're in starvation mode here. And yeah, you know, there are these big retreats that you can go on where it's like a 3-day water fast or whatever, but you're not actually doing anything. You're just literally doing a bit of meditation and staring at the sunset, right? Real life, you're going to be ratty as hell. You are going to feel so depleted. Your sleep is probably going to be messed up, because our circadian rhythm relies on those cues of eating and being awake and going to sleep at the same time. Your guts are going to be feeling very strange indeed, especially if you're doing a juice cleanse where you've got this big influx of fruit and vegetables into that system. So you're going to feel, it's going to feel really hard, and you don't need to white knuckle it through. You really don't. Cutting out whole food groups. I mean, I can never understand this, because there's never a need unless you're doing a proper elimination diet under the supervision of a registered dietitian. We should not be doing this of our own volition, right? Nor should we be absolutely hammering the fitness, you know, daily workouts. Got to get up and do this before anything else because this is what the program says. No, you don't need to be exercising every day. You really don't. Moving every day, yes, but not exercising every day. We need to just really take a step back from this. It's not sustainable. It's actually, you're just on this yo-yo. It's like yo-yo dieting, right? I hate to say it, but it really is. It's that same premise. And over time, your metabolism down-regulates. We have a set point at which our bodies like to operate. And if you're not exercising because you're too tired, you're going to start losing muscle mass. And we know, what's our biggest weapon for boosting your metabolism? It's muscle mass. So why not play the long game with me? Join some Train with Carly strength classes. I mean, it is a Train with Carly, how funny. And really build that muscle for the long term, right? So you can be burning those extra calories when you're at rest, because muscle is a very metabolically active tissue. Do you see what I mean? It's so important. And actually, when your hormones are in really short supply, if you are chopping your calories left, right, and bloody center, our bodies only prioritize essential function, and reproduction is not seen as one of them. So you can find in extreme cases that you might lose your periods. You know, they might be irregular if you're in perimenopause, but you might lose them because your body's like, well, we don't need to ovulate anymore because we're just trying to preserve essential function. And that's so, can be so damaging to your long-term bone health, your muscular health, your hormonal health. It's really important that we are not restricting at this stage in life, okay? I get it. I understand the appeal, but I'd really encourage you to use any discomfort that you might feel around your current lifestyle and health habits as fuel for building something really long term. And I can absolutely help you with that, okay? This is what I do inside my programs. I don't want to see you just surviving 6 weeks. I want to help you stop needing day one, start again, right? Your plan should be robust enough that it can survive your 2 week all inclusive with you ticking along quite nicely. Thank you very much. It should be able to survive back to school, all the bugs, new work targets, poorly parents, all of those things. That's what you should be looking at. Funnel that discomfort into finding a program that is going to work with you, not just for 6 weeks, but the next 6 years. I was going to say 60 years, but I mean, of course, I'm going to live to like 105. But you know, it should be this long-termist. It's so important. So this is what we do inside the reboot. This is my reset, really, but it is so much longer term than 6 weeks. It's 3 months. Most women, I put something on my Instagram the other day, because I have like over 90% of my clients stay with me outside of their first 3 months. And that's not just inside the reboot, that's inside my Train with Carly fitness programs as well. It's like the long stay, it's the standing joke. It's like you're stuck with me for life once you start working with me. but this is what we're doing here. We're building something really, really important. And we're looking holistically at every single aspect. And what I want for every woman, this is what my clients tell me, they enjoy that journey. It doesn't feel like they're in some sort of hideous purgatory where they've got these list of rules to stick to. And that can be really alien, actually, just as an aside. When you've been used to being kind of on plan or off plan, women sometimes find that adjustment to working with a coach like me quite difficult, because they're like, well, how is this going to work? Because often you try these really restrictive programs, these really strict, rule-ridden programs, and you might still not get the results that you want, which automatically leads us, we are intelligent women, we are constantly seeking the answer to go, well, why is this going to work? Because this looks easy by comparison. You're telling me I need to do what? That's all I need to do this week? What do you mean? When I've literally lived off 1500 calories for the last month with daily hit, you know? And that's the thing. It's not the way. Like, less is more, my friends. I know that is a cliche, but trust me, my frameworks are not about hammering it on day one and just giving you all these rules. That is not how we get results in midlife. It might have worked in your 20s, okay, I've talked about this a lot again on the podcast, when you just literally ramp up the exercise, you eat less, count your calories on MyFitnessPal for a few days and the weight comes off and you feel better again. Doesn't work in midlife. So much more nuanced, so much more complicated, okay? So literally with the reboot, we are like changing, we're upgrading your operating system, if you want another technology analogy. We're looking at habit building, we're looking at building strength, sustainable nutrition that feels joyous, that you can actually stick to, that's going to feed your family and nourish your body. Building routines, you know, there's support, there's accountability. We're looking at your stress. We are genuinely improving your life on a whole. And this is the thing, right? Feeling consistent shouldn't feel boring. It's where that freedom lives. Because if you are locked in a cycle of these sort of being on a plan and being not on a plan, it's just a miserable place to be. Okay. And I want this to become part of who you are. That is my goal. So if this does sound like a little bit of you, if you were thinking, right, this is the last summer ever, I want to feel like I have to get back on track, and that this time next year, you're not looking around at those adverts and being pulled into another shred or another cleanse, you're just simply carrying on, then the reboot is the place where we do this, because it's like the end of the exhausting cycle of forever starting again. The price is going up in August. I haven't put the price up for a while, and it is such tremendous value. So just be aware of that if you're listening to this late. I'm recording this end of June 2026. Price will be going up, and you can jump in now. You're welcome to jump into my DMs as well at Carly Corrigal, and we can have a little chat, because I want to make sure for anybody that's interested in coming to work with me, I always want to make sure that you are inside the right program, because, you know, it is about the right fit for you. And I'm never in the business of selling you something that I don't think is working for you now. And you need to be ready to make that change. That is the only thing I would say. You need to be ready to commit to making those changes for the long term. This ain't no smash and grab, baby. So I'm going to put the link to the reboot in the show notes. As I say, you can also jump into my DMs anytime and we can have a little chat about how this could look for you. Okay, right. Step away from those adverts. Know them for what they are. All right. And next time you're listening in the coffee queue and you hear a great conversation, I want you to send me a DM and let me know, because it could be the topic of a future podcast. Right, my friends, have a cracking rest of your week and we'll chat soon. Bye. Thank you for listening to Honestly Carly. If you loved today's chat, then why not share it with a friend? Don't forget to subscribe so you never miss an episode. And if you're feeling really kind, leave a 5-star review. I'll see you next time for more honest chat and science-backed strategy for feeling strong, confident and capable in midlife. Have a great week.